Welcome to week number 37 of the Liberal Patriot Podcast.
At least.
My name is John Easton, and I'm here with Will Cowie.
Come on in, everybody.
Is November
30th.
30th.
2005, year of our Lord.
Boy,
can we say that here?
Boy, time flies when...
Time's a-flying, my brother.
Republicans are in trouble.
Yep. Well, it's not flying fast enough, believe me.
Things have gotten so bad that Bush feels he needs to talk about immigration.
That's how bad things have gotten. Him and Vicente Fox have redacted all kinds of statements to make sure that his immigration reform policy looks hard. Yeah, okay.
Well, the funny part about it, I was listening to the Rachel Maddow show this morning, as I always do, one of the best shows on Air America. And what was kind of fascinating about it is she talked about Bush's latest cover your ass, find something that you can be successful with.
Because he already made the trip to Mongolia, so that's out.
Yeah, he's already done that.
Although Antarctica, right here, Antarctica's on the list. And they leave Christchurch, New Zealand, I think, the end of this month, the end of December.
Yeah,
so he can make that window for Antarctica. Visit the troops in Antarctica.
Well, I think the real reason that he went all the way to Mongolia so he could have some of that fermented yak's milk.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, everybody else was at Taco Bell.
No, as Laura nags him, he says, come on, it's yak's milk, for Christ's sake.
get off me. You're always, get it in you, girl. It's yak's milk.
It's not Jack.
It's not Jack's milk, it's Yak's milk.
But, I was listening to the Rachel Maddow show this morning, and she was talking about, I don't know what I was talking about before then.
I don't know, your train of thought got way derailed.
I know.
I should just leave you alone and let you do the show by yourself.
Well, whenever we start talking about Yak's milk and George Bush, my whole mind just goes blank.
Because usually he's not behind a yak, behind a goat.
But
I think they're related, I don't know.
Which is what happens to his mind when he starts drinking Yak's milk.
Gallus? I think Jerry told me Gallus was behind the goat. I don't know, I'm still waiting to see those pictures anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll see him posted on RepublicanPedophiles.org.
Well, that's a hot site right there.
I don't think it has so many visitors, but it just has a lot of contributors. There's a lot of information on there.
Splashing coffee all over myself.
Okay,
you get me all excited here.
Okay, so
Republican indictments.
You seem a tad wound up, buddy.
Yeah, well,
you been up all night?
Of course I've been up all night. Not because of caffeine. It was insomnia. I couldn't stop thinking about coffee. I need a nap. Coffee time.
Oh, man.
So, one of the things we want to start out with is for those who have been living in a hole, Saddam Hussein and others, you've missed out on the Representative Randy, the Dukester.
The Dukester. Stepping down.
Yeah. He was under all kinds of ethics violations and trouble.
Piles. 2.4 million piles of ethics violations, as a matter of fact.
So they decided to take him to court, but of course, since he doesn't have a delay to stand on, he immediately filed pled guilty.
Sure. Nate didn't immediately. This was being drug out, and with changes of venue and things like that. But I will say this is probably the quickest act of justice. Positive justice too, with this type of quality corruption we're seeing from the Republicans.
But it was
pretty timely, and I think it was pretty good. The guy stepped aside.
Yeah,
not that he's my hero or anything.
He is also a big crybaby.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a creative, sensitive guy myself, and I think he was more upset because these guys, they're more upset because they got caught.
Right.
Not for what they did, but they got caught.
Right.
And what am I going to do when I have to give back that $2.4 million plus, I might have to wait a year to become a high-priced lobbyist down in D.C. So they're more upset that they get caught, probably, more likely.
For those of you not following one of the most fascinating corrupt Republican scandals, I mean, it's really a big honor to be one of the most corrupt.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of competition. So what's happened with Duke Cunningham, for those of you who have been paying attention to the podcast, the biggest thing that tipped people off is that he put his house up for sale. It was bought by a defense contractor for $700,000 over market. How do we know that? How do those us lowly New Hampshireans know what
Kyle Hampshireites.
Our North Country folk, how do we know the housing market? I'm sure John Gallus would be the first to jump to his defense and say,
the market pays what the market pays. The buyer wanted to pay that much.
That's right. It's a buyer's market, for sure.
I mean,
it's a buyer's market and fucking sucking most of the time. And that's just how it goes.
It's completely legitimate. He's a Republican.
There's no bubble intentionally being held up.
Well, what happened is that actually real estate agents in San Diego were all saying that was $700,000 over market price.
Slightly exorbitant even for
I paid about $1.6 million for the house, one of the many that Cunningham has, the Dukester. Let's just call him the Dukester. I seem to be unable to form the words Cunningham today. So then what happened is to further prove that he is corrupt, about a month or two, 6-8 weeks later, the defense contractor who bought the house put it on sale for $700,000 less. And it sold for $700,000 less than what he paid for it 8 weeks ago. Yeah. If these are the kind of business-minded folks, you know, that we have who are in charge of our defense contracting,
but
we might want to have some bid contracts.
Well, just to think, that was a drop in a bucket for this defense contractor, because I don't know if it was the same guy that just spent $10 million on his daughter's bat mitzvah. Was it a different guy? Well, they're all related somehow.
Yeah.
They're all related.
They're all related by the pocket.
They're all linked by the wallet.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But, you know, this was a short drop in the bucket for someone like the Dukester.
It was a short drop. And what this particular incident led to is people started checking it out. And then the next big scandal was they found out he was living on a yacht in D.C. I'm not really sure how many representatives live on yachts in D.C., but it turns out that yacht was owned by the very same defense contractor. But
this is just plain stupid. Like the armed robber who goes into the bank and ends up going to pay a parking ticket because he got a parking ticket while his vehicle was outside the bank running at a meter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of stupidity.
This is so bad, it's kind of like the armed robber asking the clerk to hold his gun so he can count the money that he gave.
Can you hold on to this?
Hold on to this gun for a second. I need to make sure you gave me the right amount.
Hey, here's my bank account. Can you just deposit this directly into my account?
Yeah, or better yet, I don't
what
think.
Ass.
Can I pay my phone bill while I'm here?
That's right. Wow, you're charging a buck now? Boy.
But what was interesting is that, you know, the Dukester tried to say, well, I'm renting this.
Yeah.
But it turns out the reason we call him the Dukester, and even though his name is really Duke, is that the name of the boat
is the Dukester.
Is the Dukester. So he was staying on a boat owned by a defense contractor, and the boat was named Dukester.
Yeah, I don't. That's just no doubt a coincidental malady there. No connection whatsoever.
I think it's a plot by the Democrats.
Yeah,
those powerful Democrats who, they don't have a Democratic president or control either houses of Congress, they somehow set the agenda for everything.
They do. They get such sway and such pull in government now, government in the courts. Although I will say something that's kind of cool that's coming up here in Granite State. See, it all comes down to the local issues. Here in the Granite State, James Tobin, the Republican operative for...
Please, audience, that is inappropriate.
Yeah, calm down there. Come on. We're trying to get this.
No, we need to treat these liars and criminals with respect until they're proven guilty.
That's right. And until they can get sentenced to Raybrook federal prison golf course.
Until they can buy their way out of the justice
federal
system.
Golf course, that's right. But anyways, the trial for James Tobin, who was part of the scam while Gene Shaheen was running against John Sununu.
Gene Shaheen, who raised over $5 million against John Sununu's $3 million.
Yeah,
and lost.
Well, this is part of this whole deal.
While people go hungry.
Yep, three or four.
While old women are, having to choose between food and medical prescription drugs.
Yeah, $5 million.
One of the things
that
like
that's crazy.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No,
but
you go. Hey, you interrupt away, my brother.
But one of the things that drives me nuts.
Nuts it does.
Is that we're supposed to be all enthusiastic about centrist compromising politicians who from the Democratic Party who get into power and don't do that much or just kind of hold the line or whatever.
Yeah, it's not that they don't do that much. They hold the line.
They hold
for
the line.
The party.
They don't solve the problems. No. They just kind of keep their heads above the water. And the problem of it is $5 million went into Jean Shaheen's campaign and she lost. Had she won, Was she going to give $5 million worth of benefit back to the people?
Well, she wasn't going to insure. I highly doubt that she was going to ensure that there would have been $5 million come back for the lowest level of the people here in the state of New Hampshire.
Is she going to exempt our senior citizens from property tax? Is she going our senior citizens who are on fixed incomes, is she going to provide health care for every child in the state?
But dig this, though. This, doing my nomination papers, and I was speaking to a gal the other day who did sign one because she is a member of the Democratic process. Yep. Unlike our state representative here in Lancaster, Bill Remick, who refused to sign. State representative Bill Remick refused. You fucker. State representative Bill Remick refused to sign one of my nomination papers. But anyway, this one gal did, and she actually thought that Jean Shaheen, she says, well, what about that lady that's the governor? Yeah, well. This is how oblivious people are. I mean, she was thinking of Jean Shaheen, and this is how detached people are. That lady who's the governor.
Maybe she's talking about Lynch.
She may be. Ovaries, testicles, you know, it's depends what bag they're being held in. But anyways, the James Tobin thing and with Jean Shaheen and, you know, Chuck McGee's gone to jail. A couple of the other lower-level thieving operatives have gone to jail, and they're singing like birds now, thankfully.
Yes.
Ratting out there. Ratting out their righty buddies.
Right, but there's no honor among
them. No, not at all. No honor among thieves. But their this James Tobin thing, it expands on the quality level of corruption in the Republican Party. And, corruption and collusion. And if you take the list of, not even including the pedophiles and the sexual deviance in the Republican Party, but just the lack of ethics that are involved right here in the state level, and it just goes all the way up to the top, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, Tom Eaton, they're looking for $16,000 there with the changeover from Eaton to Gatsis. You know, where's that? I know Chaz Prue was up on that too.
Well, that's, you know, I mean,
the Chaz.
That's one of the issues that we're finding, and I think really what we're going to see is an implosion. And
they made their own monster.
I would like to, and I often, to people less informed, I often congratulate the Democrats on this development. But truthfully, what it is that the Republicans have imploded on, on their own. I mean, they're in it for the money.
Absolutely.
It seems like, you know, duh to most people who are paying attention, but they're in it for the money.
No, they're not in it for the money that they get from office, at least on this local level.
No,
they're in it for the money that they get around the back door.
Right.
And between the pharmaceuticals, the real estate, the insurance industry, the big oil, you can pick Gallus or you can pick Bass or you can pick Sununu or Pombo or Duke the Dukester.
Do I have to pick one of those?
You can... No, well... I pick the next indictment, I guess, and but you'll probably be right.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what they must do nowadays is they just spin a roulette wheel and say, okay, let's look into this guy. I'm sure we'll find something. But the thing about the Republicans and their motivation for holding political office is many, many, many times it is about the money.
The money and the power that's
in
the clout.
And so what happens is when someone offers them money to ignore their constituents – and to ignore their professed conservative philosophy, they're like, okay.
Just like Bill Remick, state representative from District 2 in Lancaster, Bill Remick said to me, it's just about the clout and just about power consolidation and the money. He said to me, it would be, quote, this would be political suicide if I signed this paper for you. He said, work hard. What a dickhead.
I always love it, and that
just goes to show. I mean, he's just in it for himself and for his own party.
What does Bill Remick do for work nowadays?
Bill Remick is an 82-year-old retired real estate agent.
Yeah. So
I don't know if he's 82. He might be like 80. I'm half his age.
What do you do for a living?
I mean, I bang nails for a living. Right now, I'm not getting paid, but. Because I'm here with you, informing the people, and this is what I feel I need to do.
But
right now.
So this is the road I'm on. I always love it when a Republican will advise someone else to work hard. It reminds me of when our beloved leader George W. Bush.
I don't know how beloved he is.
Please, people. He's our president.
I have to get that cough for this crowd control.
Oh,
I just seen Skip drive by.
Please, people. He's our president. Let's have a little respect. But always reminded me when he stood in the podium there and the woman who said she had three jobs and was a single mother with three jobs, and he congratulated her and how great it was in America that someone, a single mother with kids, would have to work three jobs. How great that was.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, he told that.
What a land of opportunity.
Yeah, he told that one gal she had three part-time jobs, a mother of two or three anyways. Yeah. She says she called in and says, well, what am I going to do? He said, get yourself another job.
Well, what Bush said to her is, what Bush's reply was, because he's such a political genius, was, get much sleep? And she's like, no, not a lot.
What a dickhead. Get much sleep?
I always love it when...
Get much sleep working 148 hours a week?
Yeah, I always love it when Republicans advise other people to work hard.
Yeah, you know? work hard.
Thanks. Good advice there. Thanks, I got an idea for you, Bill Remick. Why don't you work hard down there and do something that will help the people of New Hampshire instead of help your own standing among your Republican buddies? And I got some more news for you, Bill Remick. You're on your way out.
Bill Remick, who didn't sign my nomination papers, part of the democracy, part of the rules. Actually, HB 276 this year, the first session that was introduced in the House, was voted down. That would have allowed a decrease in the layers of bureaucracy someone like me would have to go through to just get on the ballot. You're not voting for me. You're allowing me, as part of the democratic process, to get on the general election ballot. And this Bill Remick decided he didn't want to risk his House seat, allowing me permission to get on the ballot.
Well, you know what? I have to say that in Bill's defense as kind of a devil's advocate is that because of the fact that Bill has tried to reach out to non-Republicans with a few votes here and there and trying to promote himself to people who aren't Republicans or aren't conservatives, he's kind of on the short list with the Republican Party. And
I'm sorry,
so,
did you say shit list? Mike.
I meant to say shit list, but I tried to clean it up for the FCC. He's on the short list. He's on the way out.
I'm on Kathy Sullivan's short list.
Yeah, I don't think it's a short list, though. I think it's technically called the short list, but there's actually many names on there. You know, I hope that she gets that confused with her Christmas list and I actually get something this year.
Yeah, that might be cool. Get something without the NHDP. Can you donate us campaign? I'm still on that list.
I'm waiting for a letter from Kathy that doesn't say... that doesn't have four boxes on it, and the smallest amount is $35.
And the last one is other. Please specify.
Yeah.
But, getting back to the centrist thing and funny about working hard, last cycle, the Truman Dinner, Gene Shaheen was some sort of... scary. Some sort of super-duper director for John Kerry's campaign. And when she got off the podium speaking for John Kerry... she was walking through the crowd. She passed me and my wife, my wife and I, at the Truman Dinner up here in
The most important person first.
Certainly my wife. She's the brains of this operation. Gene Shaheen said to me, work hard. Okay. That's just something that we were going through with the Republicans. Hey, work hard. So really? this is how close her platform is. I mean, you know, I threw a couple of kudos to the Democrats last podcast, and I don't know if I felt bad doing that or not, but you got to throw him a bone every once in a while to stay on Chaz's good list. But for Gene Shaheen to come off the stage, me sweating bullets and her telling me, hey, work hard. Thanks, Gene.
Yeah, great
John,
advice.
John Sununu just told me the same thing.
Yeah. So how much did you have left over of that $5 million that you raised to run against Sununu?
I don't know if she gave it back to the people or if she's... I don't know.
Well, I hope she gave it back to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I don't know what they're allowed to do there. I don't know if they're... I don't know the rules on the federal level.
If you give it to their campaign, they... Do you hear knocking?
I do. I hear knocking on that door. Let's check it out.
Might be Big Brother, maybe looking into our podcast operations.
You know, actually, I just got the voter list from Lancaster, and I think that's the girl from the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, asking what we know about the Gene Shaheen contribution to the NHDP.
I'm going to shut off the lights and you hide under the couch.
Oh, quick, duck, dodge, hide.
We're going to have to hide for a little bit until the truth squad goes away.
Hey, who's Dukes' lawyer so we can get out of this situation?
Too bad Johnny Cochran died.
Hey, one big shout out to my nephew, Jimmy. He's being activated in the Massachusetts National Guard. He's going to Kosovo in a couple of months. Peace be with you, my brother.